What do Bill Clinton, Michael Jackson, and Stephen Hawking all have in common? They are mentioned numerous times in the Epstein flight logs, some of them for, quote unquote, liking them young, talking about women, young girls.
I saw specifically Bill Clinton in multiple articles liking
them
young.
When you say flight logs, that means... their names was on the registry of taking private flights to Epstein's island.
Correct. And being some of them, like Prince Andrew.
What's a flight log?
Like who comes and goes.
It's
who's
not
on
a
the
script. It's just the ticket.
Like who's on, like if you compiled all of the people who have taken a flight to go to the island where Epstein owned the compound.
I don't know if it's like an FAA
whatever.
Thing, like if the private jet, you have to have a...
You have to know who's flying.
Who's coming, and then,
Yeah,
then
how
did you get the quote of what you just said, liking them young?
Well, because some of the official flight log was supposed to be out January 1st, but of course, there are some things that are holding it up, and so now they're saying it might not be fully released until the 22nd or beyond of January, but of course, things get leaked. Things get leaked, and there are the documents are officially unsealed. They just haven't been released.
Redacted, and like fully redacted,
So some of the things that we're learning, because we always learn about these things before things are officially released, former President Bill Clinton mentioned more than 50 times in the court filings. 50 times. And according to one of the victims, Johanna Joberg, I'm not sure how to pronounce her last name, but she was asked specifically about Bill Clinton, said, did Jeffrey ever talk to you about Bill Clinton? And she replied, he said one time that Clinton likes them young, referring to girls.
Epstein said that.
Yeah, and there is a photo I saw today while they're at some layover in some, I can't remember what country it was, not in America, with his private jet. It has Bill Clinton... sitting there in the airport with some underage girl giving him a massage.
No.
Yeah. Just right there.
They were really big into the massages.
And somebody took a picture of it. I mean, the airport didn't seem very busy, but it was like, I mean.
It's there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
that's just, so when did this
come
out? That's
on the way to Epstein Island. It was just in one of the things today I was reading.
So that photo just got released? Or has that been out for a while?
I have not seen that.
It probably is one of the sealed documents, I'm sure.
But the picture, I think, is one of the girls that has... is one of the victims.
And flying back and forth.
Flying back and forth,
It is proven that Bill Clinton, you know, was well aware and had was involved with underage sex trafficking as a president of the United States. Mm-hmm. That is a disgrace that I've never even heard
about. Absolutely.
He needs to go to prison.
Absolutely. Also, Michael Jackson and magician David Copperfield are also on the flight log.
Off the record, I've heard very sketchy.
Well,
he has his own island, too.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Copperfield.
Saying off the record into the microphone doesn't count.
Well, I mean, allegedly. How about that?
Allegedly. Okay. That's true.
So everyone can hear this off the record.
Or just between you and me, doesn't fly.
Yeah.
Neither one of Michael Jackson or David Copperfield were accused of any wrongdoing, but you will see their names on the flight log when court documents are officially released. Also, Prince Andrew, we know that very famous photo of Prince Andrew with Virginia, the one, you know, the one who took this whole thing to court in the first place to expose Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. There's the very famous photo. And I personally believe, this is just one of my own conspiracy theories, that and you know I love the royal palace. I love everything about the royal family. But I believe the crown, so disgusted and disappointed and couldn't have bad press about Prince Andrew and this story so much that they used Harry and Meghan, thrust them into the limelight because...
Distraction?
We never heard much about Prince Andrew, and we should have.
Yeah, that's true.
We should have heard a lot. Yeah. It was all the same timing, all the same release, all of it lines up.
And they're masters of
manipulating
the media.
Absolutely.
In the UK,
absolutely.
And so this is just a partial list. It's all out yet.
No, the documents feature around 150 people who were mentioned in previously redacted parts of the suit against Ghislaine Maxwell. By the way, she's serving 20 years.
20
years.
Well, let me ask you, did any of these people that are on the flight log, were they witnesses in court? Did they get subpoenaed to court? Like, did Bill Clinton Did we ever know if Bill Clinton was involved with Maxwell's trial as a witness or because, you know, I mean, if he's been there that many times, you would think you would have to be you would be subpoenaed to court.
Well,
over the trial.
I think that's part of the plan here. I think that once isn't I mean, and we will speak to our official attorney a little bit later on about this, because we're also going to talk about
Jimmy Kimmel and Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. And Aaron Rodgers and kind of unwrap that. But I think part of the process here is that all of this was unknown. All of this was a big secret.
Oh, even in the court cases?
Yes.
Okay, so this did not influence any court case because somehow they got it. How did they get it sealed then?
I have no idea. I have no
idea. I thought it was sealed from the public that was used already in a court case.
I think the idea is to, now that it will be exposed, is that people are going to raise a lot of red flags and want to then have them go to court.
Yeah,
that's my understanding.
And I know some of the women settled with some of the people they accused. And I don't know, that's some of the sealing of some of the other information. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the names just have never been fully released. And I think that will spark new cases.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it's based on other cases as well.
David Copperfield, who, by the way, is extremely rich. People don't realize how rich he is. But his residency at the has been going on forever in Vegas. I think he's worth over $1 billion. Mm-hmm. He has, in the past, and this is all allegedly, but you can look it up. In the past, he has odd, weird things that he's been accused of on his own island, mm-hmm. of like keeping girls on his island and not letting him leave.
I think there's a podcast about that. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he is a little odd, but I used to study magic when I was younger. So I've been to like 10 David Copperfield shows, mm-hmm. and I've video. I've slowed him down. I know how he does a lot of his tricks. A lot of the same tricks are different facade, but that's besides the point. But one day, my wife and I, Carol, went to see David Copperfield because I wanted to show her part of my life and what I studied.
Sure.
Was
your passion.
I want to let you in,
your passion.
Carol.
We went to a David Copperfield show in Norfolk, Virginia, you know, kind of where I went to school and where Carol's from. And my ex-girlfriend lives in Norfolk, one that, you know, the one with the car, the one we went to Judge Judy with,
That, uh-huh.
you know, that girlfriend. We're just sitting in the audience, and the next thing I know, David Copperfield calls her up on stage.
Yeah.
And we watched the entire magic trick. Which
did
was
he cut her in half?
Carol
was
did.
Which was the main one. It was the main trick. So it was like a long trick of my ex-girlfriend on stage with David Copperfield doing magic, and she disappeared and went to a foreign land, and she came back and all this other stuff. Wow. And I had a sneaking suspicion that possibly she might have went home with him that night. I'm not sure.
Oh,
maybe.
She's very attractive, right?
Well, according to my wife, no. But
of course, yes.
According to most guys.
Yeah. According to anyone with eyeballs, she is.
According
yeah.
to your wife, hell no.
Right.
But it was just very
randomly, he picked a random hot girl from the audience. Yeah. Pretty slick move.
Weird.
Very coincidental.
Well, David Copperfield, remember here, David Copperfield and Michael Jackson are not accused of any wrongdoing on Epstein Island.
I get that, but David Copperfield has had accusations in the past about his own private island.
And Michael Jackson.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's not a perv in his own right.
Yeah, right, but if you connect the dots, and I'm not saying it's a conspiracy, but maybe David Copperfield saw this Epstein Island's like, I need one for myself.
I'll do my own. I got enough money to do my own.
It was his inspiration.
Because I saw your name on Epstein's list. What a lousy after Christmas gift. Because your name's on Epstein's list. You better not tell your wife.